Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, In Brainscapes the Warped, Wondrous Maps, Written in Your Brain, and How They Guide You. Neuroscientist Rebecca Schwarzlose explores the fascinating landscape of the human brain, unveiling how our mental maps govern not just where we go, but how we think and feel. This book delves deep into the science of brain mapping, proving an engaging look at how our perception is shaped. Schwarzlose combines cutting-edge research with captivating anecdotes and clear, easy-to-understand explanations, making complex scientific concepts accessible to everyone. This book is a testament to the intricacy and marvel of the human brain. Structured in such a way that makes the reader appreciate the cognitive processes that occur unconsciously on a daily basis, I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the concept of mental maps. Schwarzlose introduces the concept of mental maps early in Brainscapes, laying the foundation for understanding how the brain organizes information. These mental maps are not just geographic, but are also tools for organizing temporal, social, and numerical information that influence how we navigate both physical spaces and abstract concepts. Schwarzlose discusses how these maps are dynamically formed, updated, and even distorted by our senses and experiences. She incorporates real-world examples, experimental findings, and discusses how disruptions in these maps can lead to cognitive challenges, such as dyslexia or amnesia. Secondly, brain plasticity. One of the central themes of Brainscapes is brain plasticity. This section of the book discusses how our mental maps are not fixed but can change with new experiences, learning, and damage. Schwarzlose highlights several case studies and scientific experiments that demonstrate the brain's capacity to reorganize itself, a property that declines with age but can be fortified through targeted activities and lifestyle choices. This flexibility explains both the brain's vulnerability and its tremendous resilience, underpinning recovery and neuropsychological rehabilitation. Thirdly, navigation and memory. Schwarzlose delves deep into the relationship between navigation and memory, illustrating how spatial memory is central to understanding and remembering the world around us. She explains the role of the hippocampus and other related brain structures in forming and retrieving these spatial memories. Particularly interesting is her discussion on how taxi drivers have larger hippocampal volumes, underscoring the link between memory and spatial navigation. This section is supported by neuroimaging studies and real-life phenomena, providing a compelling look at how our navigational skills shape and are shaped by our memories. Fourthly, the impact of technology on cognitive maps. In this relevant discussion, Schwarzlose assesses how modern technology, particularly GPS devices, impacts our cognitive mapping skills. She argues that over-reliance on these devices can lead our brain's mapping capabilities to atrophy, potentially leading to poorer spatial memory and orientation skills. However, she also discusses how technology can be harnessed to enhance our cognitive functions, including virtual reality environments for therapy and education, which can strengthen our mental mapping capabilities. Lastly, emotions and mental maps. An interesting aspect that Schwarzlose explores is the bidirectional relationship between emotions and our mental maps. She asserts that our emotional state can alter how we perceive space and time, and inversely, disorientations in our mental maps can lead to emotional distress. This part of the book explores neuroscientific support for how mood and mental maps interact, including how stress and happiness can physically alter brain structure and function. The implications for mental health are profound, suggesting that nurturing our mental maps can also support emotional well-being. In conclusion, Brainscapes is an informative, thought-provoking read that would benefit educators, students, psychologists, and anyone interested in neurology, cognitive science, or psychology. By understanding the detailed workings of brain maps and their influence on our daily lives, readers can gain insights into their own cognitive patterns and behaviors. Moreover, understanding the brain's mapping ability emphasizes the importance of nurturing our mental, emotional, and physical health, potentially leading to more fulfilling lives. Rebecca Schwarzlose provides practical advice on enhancing cognitive function and adapting to the changes our brains undergo throughout our lives, making this a valuable resource for ongoing personal development. If you would like to support Rebecca Schwarzlose, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.